News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The crime branch CID on Wednesday arrested three police officers in the custodial deaths of a father-son duo in Tamil Nadu. Sub-Inspector Raghu Ganesh, the main accused, was arrested and remanded in custody. Two more police officers were held late on Wednesday night. 12 special teams formed under the Inspector General and Superintendent of Police of CBCID are investigating all angles in the case, officials said. Search and arrest parties have fanned out to arrest the remaining accused. At least six have been booked in connection with the killings of the duo, with the two FIRs altered to include Section 302 of murder of the Indian Penal Code. The Specialized Investigating Agency has charged with murder sub-inspectors Raghu Ganesh and Balakrishnan and as many constables and members of Friends of Police of the Sathanakulam Police Station, said sources in the CBCID. The arrest came shortly after Tamil Nadu Law Minister C.V. Shanmugam assured that the government would ensure the highest punishment to those responsible for the deaths of P. Jayaraj and his son J. Benix. Jayaraj, 60, and Benix, 31, were arrested by the Thoothukudi police on June 19 for keeping their mobile store open after permitted hours. Relatives claimed that Jayaraj, who was in the store, was picked up by police and verbally abused and assaulted. His son, Benix, had later gone to the police station to plead with the police to release his father. The duo was allegedly thrashed and a case was filed against them under IPC Sections 188, 383 and 506, Subsection 2. They were later taken to the Kovilpatti sub-jail. Both died at a hospital in Kovilpatti on June 23, hours apart, with relatives alleging they were severely thrashed at Sathanakulam Police Station. The judicial magistrate probing the custodial killings, in his four-page report, had said there is evidence of assault on the father-son duo. The magistrate had said that according to eyewitnesses, both the father and the son were assaulted by police officers through the night of June 19, resulting in blood marks on canes and the table on which the victims were laid and beaten. The Madras High Court on Tuesday said there is enough evidence of assault on the bodies of Jayaraj and Benix, adding that prima facie evidence can lead to registration of murder case against the police officers. The incident has triggered furor in the state, leading to the suspension of four policemen, including the two sub-inspectors. The High Court had taken up the case and ordered a video recording of the post-mortem after the relatives of the two men moved the court. Chief Minister Edappadi K. Palaniswamy had announced Rs. 10 lakh each to the family of the deceased and a government job to one person from the family based on their qualification. The murder charges on Wednesday capped dramatic developments both in the court and outside, where a woman head constable witness to the happenings told a magisterial probe that the two traders were thrashed an entire night by the other police personnel at Sathanakulam Police Station where they were detained. Days after India banned 59 Chinese apps, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Weibo account has gone blank. There are no photos, posts or comments. According to reports, the Prime Minister of India has quit Weibo, the Chinese social media platform equivalent to Twitter. Modi had joined Weibo in 2015 and had amassed thousands of followers within minutes. This comes 10 days after at least three official Indian statements, including the PM's, were deleted from the Indian Embassy's official account on the popular social media app WeChat. Due to Weibo's complex rules regarding VIP accounts, an official process for the PM to quit the platform was initiated. As per reports, there was a delay from the Chinese side in responding to the request. PM Modi had made as many as 115 posts on Weibo over the years, and officials managed to remove 113 of them manually. Two of the posts, which contained photos of PM Modi with the Chinese leader Xi Jinping, continued to remain on the platform due to Weibo's policies that forbid the deletion of any photos or content related to the Chinese premier. Despite the delay, as of Wednesday evening, all of Modi's posts had been deleted. The final follower count after he quit the platform stood at 244,000, which was roughly the same when the deletion of posts began. Earlier, China's state-run tabloid Global Times, in a tongue-in-cheek statement, reminded Modi of his Weibo account In its report on India's ban announcement, Global Times said, the list of apps includes Weibo, where Modi has a verified account and more than 240,000 followers. The Congress on Wednesday hit out at the Modi government for sending a house vacation notice to Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, saying neither she nor the Congress leadership will be cowed down by such moves. Congress chief spokesperson Randeep Surjewala said, the entire country knows the deep hatred and vendetta of Prime Minister Narendra Modi towards the Congress leadership. He said the Congress does not fear such notices and will continue to highlight the wrongdoings of a failed Modi government. The BJP government's deep hatred and sense of vendetta for Congress leadership is well known to all. They have now touched new lows. The notice of vacation of Priyanka Gandhi's house signals the anxiety of PM Modi and UP CM Yogi Adityanath. We will not be cowed down by these petty decisions of a frustrated government, he said in a video message. The government on Wednesday asked Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra to vacate her bungalow in Lutyens, Delhi within a month, saying she is not entitled to the facility following withdrawal of her SPG protection. It had in November last year replaced the special protection group cover of Congress President Sonia Gandhi and her children Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi Vadra with Z Plus security by the CRPF. Surjewala said the entire country has seen how some time ago the SPG security of the family of former PM late Rajiv Gandhi was taken away. Modi has also taken away the security of two former Prime Ministers Manmohan Singh and HD Devegowda, he said. The Congress leadership and former PMs have been warning this failed government against its anti-people policies, he said, adding that they will continue to do so in future. Actor Ray Fisher says director Joss Whedon's behavior was abusive on the set of the 2017 film Justice League. Joss Whedon's on-set treatment of the cast and crew of Justice League was gross, abusive, unprofessional and completely unacceptable. Fisher, who played the young superhero Cyborg in the DC Comics film, tweeted on Wednesday. Fisher added that Whedon was enabled in many ways by Geoff Johns and John Berg, two producers on the film who were executives running DC Films for Warner Brothers Pictures at the time. Whedon has not responded to Fisher on social media and emails from the Associated Press to representatives seeking comment from him and from Warner Brothers were not immediately returned. Berg told Variety that it was categorically untrue that we enabled any unprofessional behavior. Whedon, known for his writing and directing on Marvel's Avengers films and television's Buffy the Vampire Slayer, was brought in during post-production to replace director Zack Snyder on Justice League. He oversaw extensive reshoots, editing and visual effects on the film. At the time of his departure, Warner Brothers said Snyder was stepping away to be with his family following the death of his 20-year-old daughter. In May, Warner Brothers announced that Snyder's long director's cut of Justice League would appear next year on the streaming service HBO Max, something fans had lobbied for since the film's original release, with the hashtag #ReleaseTheSnyderCut. Fisher showed a sign of his displeasure with Whedon earlier this week when he tweeted a video of himself praising the director as a great guy during a panel at San Diego Comic-Con in 2017 with the comment, "I would like to take a moment to forcefully retract every bit of this statement." And Israeli startup Redefine Meat plans to launch 3D printers to produce plant-based steaks mimicking real beef next year in a bid for a slice of the fast-growing alternative meat market. Meat substitutes are increasingly popular with consumers concerned about animal welfare and the environment, boosting sales at Beyond Meat, Impossible Foods and Nestle. Redefine Meat, based in Rehovot, south of Tel Aviv, will first market test its alt steak at high-end restaurants this year before rolling out its industrial-scale 3D printers to meat distributors in 2021. You need a 3D printer to mimic the structure of the muscle of the animal, CEO Eshar Ben Shitrit told Reuters. The machines to be launched next year will be able to print 20 kilograms an hour and eventually hundreds at a lower cost than real meat. Alternative meat sales could reach $140 billion by 2029, about 10% of the world meat market, according to Barclays. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.